Hey people, this is Kathy Jack Alamea with your Slap Radio Policy Minute. I'm coming to you once again from the beautiful island of Maui. Today we are covering bills that died before they even had a chance at happiness. Bills that didn't even get a hearing. No discussion, no public awareness, no nothing. So why would I waste my time on bills that didn't even see the light of day? Because they deserved better. First is SB 966, which was a measure to ensure that kids in public schools have access to free tampons and maxi pads. Kids spend most of their time in school. I think it's a no-brainer to allow girls access to free menstrual products for one of the most transformative events in their young lives. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Hopefully, it'll get a hearing next year. Another bill that didn't get a hearing was SB 823, a bill to restrict family court from allowing the use of parental alienation syndrome as a legal defense against reports of incest. Basically, what parental alienation syndrome is when one parent talks smack about another parent to their children in order to turn their kids against that dissed parent. Yeah, it turns out that's not a thing. And according to the University of Michigan Law School, as well as the Department of Justice-funded empirical 10-year study of the phenomenon, parental alienation syndrome is junk science, created by a social worker named Richard Gardner, who just made the whole thing up. No proof, no evidence to support his theory, nothing. But, nevertheless, child welfare system and family court use parental alienation syndrome in deciding custody to the detriment of mothers reporting incest of their children by their fathers. So, essentially what that tells moms out there is, don't report child sexual abuse or you'll get your custody taken away. Parental alienation syndrome is junk science, yo. You're using junk science to ruin the lives of children and their mothers on the daily. If people don't get involved with politics, the world just might change or not change to our disadvantage. COVID has made the legislature even more inaccessible to the public, and laws are passed or not, which may harm you or someone you know. Justice is an ongoing battle, but you cannot fight the good fight if you do not know where the front line is. I'm Kathy Jack Alamea. See you next Sunday at 2 p.m. And in the meantime, slap politics!